This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're hoping on this week's episode of the Paracast that Chris O'Brien's connection difficulties are behind him.
Well, yes, we do. I had a tech over here, and evidently this particular leg of their network has a lot of noise on it, and they've been spent the last week and a half, 2 weeks, still trying to track it down. And I said, well, you know, why would there be noise? And he said, well, the monsoon may have done something. We may have had a cable get some water in it somewhere. He says, but most of the time it's people wiring up their own, you know, putting splitters in and wiring up cables to sort of bootleg cables to other rooms and stuff, and they don't do it right, and that creates noise. So they're slowly trying to winnow it down to which section of this particular part of the grid that's creating the problem. As of now, I'm 5 up and 30 down, so I'm doing pretty good.
Well, you're sounding pretty good, which is fine. Of course, we will have Skype connections with Kathleen Martin and Stanton Friedman later. We'll have to see what kind of speeds they get. The key to Skype, if any of you are using Skype, the key is your upload speed. Most of the connections managed in the cloud, but your upload speed has to be good enough. And it's not that much. It's less than a meg up is sufficient to get you good performance. It's just voice. It's not video. If you're doing video, all bets are off.
Exactly. So before I upload that conflict in the desert video, I'll make sure my upload speed is cranking along at 5 meg. So
we can't wait to see that. By the way, I did hear from the publicist who is managing the book by Gary Lockman.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay. Finally, we hope to have him on early, mid-October. And just to point out, Gary Lockman was a founding member of the rock group Blondie. He left the group before they had all their big hit records, which sometimes happens. Although I guess he rejoined them later for a reunion tour. But he's also, as a result of that, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but also very much involved in writing about the occult, which is why he will be here.
Indeed.
He may be a listener, because the one thing I noticed here is that his publicist says he's really anxious to come on the show.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's very fascinating. He wrote a book, by the way, about Colin Wilson, yes.
Yes, one of my favorite authors. I mentioned this, I think, a couple of weeks back, that you know, his books, The Mysteries, The Occult, Beyond the Occult, just one of the best writers, I think, in my vast library of books, just an incredibly gifted writer. Of course, his first book that really put him on the map was The Outsiders, and really gave him an instant push out into the spotlight as a writer. You know, he's over his lifespan, he must have written 20, 30 books. I've only got 5, I think, but one of my favorite authors, discussing kind of the weird in between places in the subjects that we cover, and his work, especially investigating and researching the occult, is extremely revealing, I think, and I really highly recommend it. The power of belief is a powerful thing, and I don't think that there's anyone that really has covered occult subjects in such a literary fashion, and just a pleasure to read. And I'm really looking forward to speaking with Gary, who is one of the experts on the role of the occult in popular music. And, you know, it may not quite be paranormal, but to the religious right and the fundamentalists, it's definitely it's definitely paranormal. So it'll be fun getting Gary on the show, and I'm looking forward to it.
And by the way, neighbors, we will spend a few moments for him to reminisce about the world of rock and roll. I mean, we can't get him away without that.
Yeah, of course.
Now, this week, we're going to have a more traditional look at UFOs. We're going to talk about UFOs, debunkers, government misinformation, disclosure, distortion, and something called conspiracy con men. I think we've run across a couple of those. So taking that very traditional approach, of course, is Stanton Friedman and Kathleen Martin. And by the way, speaking of Skype connections before, we're having a little fun trying to get Stan to work on Skype.
Wow, he's moving into the 21st century.
Yeah, well, he had some computer problems too, he tells me. So now it turns out that it seems that Stan has not necessarily the newest computer on the planet, and maybe not necessarily the newest version of Skype on the planet. So I'd say at this point the odds are 50-50 as to whether we talk to Stan on Skype or the telephone. In any case, the book here is not a bunch of case histories, although you get cases in it. It's a look at the history of the UFO cover-up, according to the investigations that Kathleen and Stanton have done. And that might be interesting in and of itself, because he brings up some interesting characters along the way. Of course, people like Dr. Menzel, Dr. Condon, Philip Klass. Did you ever meet Philip Klass, Chris?
You know, I did. It was at the 1998 International MUFON Symposium. He was tottering around with a walker, and I guess he had left one of the main presentations, and kind of with a look of disgust on his face. I forget who actually was speaking, and I saw him kind of, you know, making his way down the corridor. There's nobody around, there's just a few people kind of milling about. And so I went up to him, put my arm around his shoulder, kind of scared him a little bit. And I said, "Oh, here he is, my favorite bulldog." And he looked at me and he's like, "Well, who the hell are you?" And I said, "I'm not going to tell you, because then you'll be a bulldog on me."
So you know, it's very interesting. I met him a couple of times in the early years, and he was good friends with Jim Moseley. No accounting for taste on either side of that equation. I always thought that Phil Klass was kind of a nasty character, and I'm going to ask Stan about the insights. But I'll give you one more insight, and that is back in the 1960s, I saw Dr. Menzel appear on a TV show called, by the way, Open Minds. No relationship, of course, to the current Open Minds. But he was debating UFOs with John Fuller. This is before Interrupted Journey. I think it was Incident at Exeter was the book about the Exeter, New Hampshire UFO case. And Menzel looked terrible, and I don't know if it was age or something. But Fuller suddenly starts asking him questions, and it looked like Menzel was going to have a heart attack on the air. This was live television. Remember, this was just in the early days of using tape, and on Sundays, they would often have live shows. And that was one of the classic moments. I don't know if there's any recording of it anywhere. But if you see it, Dr. Howard Menzel, John Fuller, Open Minds, TV show from Channel 4, the NBC station in New York. Classic. So one of the interesting revelations in this book is that for a period, I guess about 30 years, Dr. Menzel had connections with an intelligence agency. Supposedly he's a civilian astronomer, a civilian scientist, but he's got these questionable affiliations.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So again, the book is called Fact, Fiction, and Flying Saucers, and somehow we will connect with Stanton Friedman and try to get his issues resolved. I think we need to call the space people for this, Chris.
I don't think they're going to be very helpful.
No. He wants to expose them. He wants to reveal who they are.
Okay.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just to let you listeners know, we finally gave up on trying to get Skype to work on Stanton Friedman's computer because the version he has is too old to allow for group conversations. His computer was built, by the way, it was the one they used to control the Roswell spaceship, right?
That's what it is. I didn't know that there's a wrong version of the. I knew I had an old version of Skype, but I didn't know there were newer versions that I needed to worry about. Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. There are always newer versions. The problem with Skype and other apps is that the newer versions come out every other day or something. And therefore, if you don't just keep checking it, you'll probably be behind the eight ball. It's nothing that you did. We should tell you something that we've done. We've set up a special way to hear this show without the commercials and without a dish hopper or any of those tricks. And that is if you become a member of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. For a low subscription fee, we offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast and all sorts of other goodies, plus.theparacast.com. As is very obvious, the guests are people I've known for a long time. Stanton Friedman, I don't know, it must go back to the 70s when I first ran into you, Stan?
I think so. You were just a lad at the time.
Right. You see, to everybody Stan meets, they're young.
Well, that's true.
He was 90 years old when the Roswell spaceship crashed. And Kathleen Martin and Chris O'Brien, who is just a mere lad compared to us, right?
Well, I'm getting long in the tooth myself, so I got involved in all this stuff at a fairly late age, 35.
That is late. I was only 13.
Well, I mean, I've always had an interest. I'm an experiencer. My first, I guess, kind of rude awakening happened when I was 7, and it wasn't by choice either, I might add. So I've always had an interest. But in terms of, you know, writing articles, writing books, appearing on shows and that sort of thing, that happened rather late.
Yes, I was a latecomer on that.
I read my first book at 24, but I didn't get my first lecture until I was 33, so slow to develop.
Let's look at this book that you, Stan, and Kathleen have come out with, Fact, Fiction, and Flying Saucers. But first, let me give you the subtitle, because I think it tells you a lot of what's going on here. The Truth Behind the Misinformation, Distortion, and Derision by Debunkers, Government Agencies, and Conspiracy Con Men. Before we go into the larger focus of the book, you use the term conspiracy con men. Or would it be con person now? What do you think, Stan, because of our politically correct nature?
Oh, well, really ought to ask Kathy that. But I thought the world's a neutral place. We use men often to mean everybody, don't we?
Okay, now, a conspiracy con man, could you give us maybe an example of a kind of person who would be someone like that? And obviously, it's not just believing in a conspiracy. It's because you have the intent to deceive. Do you have a classic individual that you can cite? Or there's so many, we realize that, but maybe one or two that would fit into this conspiracy con man category.
You just mentioned one, a classic one, Phil Klass. You know, there was a man who was constantly conspiring to deceive. It seemed to be his avocation when it came to UFOs over and over again. And one would expect better from somebody with his quite respectable position of a senior avionics editor for Aviation Week and Space Technology, which is was a darn good publication. You know, it's not an amateur magazine or zine, as they call it. It's a quite respected publication. So we know that Phil can do better.
All right, so the thing here is you're saying that Phil did this deliberately, not because, he just didn't believe in UFOs. He was doing this deliberately. To what end? Was he working for somebody?
That's a question I haven't been able to answer specifically. I think he was working for somebody, but I don't know who. It could have been MJ-12 for all I know, but it's hard to imagine somebody being as devoted to conspiring, if you will, as Phil was, without it being for somebody, some agency, call it what you will. Remember, he was in Washington, D.C. He didn't have to go far to find agencies, or they didn't have to go far to find him. And so one can come up with all kinds of explanations. And he was always challenging people to find a paycheck with his name on it from some three-letter agency. But certainly the government has had people. Well, I remember the church committee hearings about all the newsmen who worked with the CIA, hundreds of them, some of them with their bosses knowing and some with their bosses not knowing. And not always did money change hands by check. In other words, you didn't fill out a 214 or whatever the form is. So it wouldn't surprise me if Phil covered his tracks very well. I would expect him to.
So it wouldn't be, for example, getting a check, but somebody could be handing him cash or
sure,
or just throwing him money, say, through a spouse or a child or someone receives a paycheck and it seems to come from a routine place, but it's really from them.
Well, Phil wasn't married until he was 60, and he only got married then to avoid debating me in New York. We were supposed to debate, and that's when he got married.
You got to tell me this story. Oh, wait a minute. Just stop right here. Hold your horses. We have about a minute left for this segment, but I'm interested. Okay, but the timing seems peculiar. I assume he didn't just order a Russian bride that week.
No, Hungarian, I think it was.
Ah, I understand they're actually a little bit more expensive.
I don't know. I talked to her once. She's a real person, but she brought her son over. You know, I'll call it a marriage of convenience if you want. That's okay. I'm not making up plot lines there. All I'm saying is Phil was pretty footloose and fancy-free and traveled the world, which makes him an ideal person for collecting information and for disinforming as well. He could go to legitimate scientific or engineering conferences as a reporter for Aviation Week and Space Technology in many countries, which he did. And he could report back to somebody on what Americans were saying that they shouldn't be saying and what Russians were saying that we would like to know about. And I should point out, back in the early 60s, I had a contract with Foreign Technology Division of the Air Force, and I was looking at particularly Russian information about nuclear reactors and space technology and stuff like that. And I found in the files at Battelle Memorial Institute, which is an outstanding research and development firm, that they had reports in those files from Americans who were traveling and submitted reports on their activities. So I know it was a common practice back then.
Let's do our break. Fact, fiction, and flying saucers. And our first conspiracy con man with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Phil Klass, I was mentioning in section one of the show before you guys got on, Kathleen and Stanton, that I met Phil Klass a couple of three times over the years. And Chris had an encounter with him, too, that he talked about. But in my particular case, he seemed particularly a nasty sort. Is that your feeling?
Well, he could be. He certainly could be a benign gentleman when he felt like it. But he also could be quite nasty, depending on his mood. So, you know, I don't know what served his ends, so to speak.
We're not looking at just a guy who didn't believe in UFOs, which is fine. We're talking about someone here with some possible sinister purpose. But he's long gone.
Yes.
Why do we care about him now? Yeah. What kind of influence did he have that's lasting enough to want to bother with him years after he died?
Well, look at the Committee for Skeptical Investigation, CSI, which used to be Committee for the Scientific Investigation of Claims of the Paranormal. Those guys are still going on, and Phil was one of the instigators many years ago. So they've been influenced by his model, so to speak. Also, remember, his first book was translated into Russian, which seemed very... No, it wasn't his first book. It was Donald Menzel's first book got translated into Russian, another conspirator, if you will.
We'll get to him in a moment. He was, as they say, the instigator. What about the rest of this group, Robert Schaefer and the others who became involved? Again, do we see anyone there with a conspiratorial intent or against just disbelievers?
Is there a difference?
Well, the difference being that it's perfectly fine not to agree with a particular point of view. It's not so fine if you have some sinister intent behind it.
Okay. I'm not a psychologist. I'll leave the social sciences to Kathy. I'm a dumb old physicist. You know, I look at what is, and occasionally we'll guess on why somebody did what they did. I mean, I can understand Menzel, for example, a lot easier than Klass, because what I found out about him, but I didn't find out that kind of stuff about Phil.
Okay, let's look at Dr. Donald H. Menzel, Harvard astronomer. I know that he also did some, I guess, drawings or paintings of space people, because Jim Moseley had a few of those that he had purchased.
Oh, yeah. He was famous. Menzel was an artist, among other things. He also wrote science fiction, although he kept his writing of science fiction away from other stuff. He was afraid the people at Harvard wouldn't be happy about that, so he used assumed names. He was even offered an editorship of a science fiction magazine. Much more important for Menzel, as far as I'm concerned, is the work he did for the government, but which I didn't know about until long after Menzel was dead. Which nobody knew about, I should say. And that one really shocked me. I think it was one of my most important contributions to ufology, was to find out that Donald Menzel had a longer continuous association with the National Security Agency. You know, Mr. Snowden's agents?
Oh, yes, that
one. Of anybody. Yeah, and he said that to Jack Kennedy. They knew each other, first name. And he said to Kennedy, when I can tell you more about the NSA, that's an area I may be able to help you about, when we are properly cleared to each other. And it helped for me explain a lot of things about Menzel's. He was too smart a guy. Menzel was not an idiot at all. He was a major world-class cryptologist, for example, that goes right with the NSA. He was too smart to try to act dumb about so many things. Kathy noted that particularly in that Air Force conversation that he had. Kathy?
Yes, I could tell that story.
I think you should.
It happened in May 1952, and he arranged a meeting at the Pentagon. There were five military officers and one secretary present. And he walked in. He told the group that he'd solved the Air Force's UFO problem through a few elementary experiments using liquids of different densities. And
I hope he wasn't drinking them at the time.
No, they affect the passage of light.
Dr. Stephen Posnay said, well, why do you think that a few elementary simple experiments prove anything? And Menzel just changed the subject and to hoaxes. And he told the group that, well, you know that most of these UFO reports are hoaxes anyway. And the Air Force spoke up and said, no, they're not, only 2%. And then Menzel said that he had written a couple of articles, one for Time and one for Look. And he wanted the Air Force's support. He wanted them to back him up on these articles that were clearly going to offer disinformation. And General William Garland said no, that he refused to blindly endorse Menzel's few simple theories. And Menzel blew his stack over that. Before he left the office, he offered to be an unpaid consultant to Project Blue Book. And although his offer was rejected initially, we find that in the mid-60s, he's working as an unpaid consultant to Project Blue Book. So is Philip Klass.
The thing about Menzel is that he carried a lot of weight in the scientific community at the time. He's the one whose first book was translated into Russian, which seems very strange for the 50s. I'm wondering if there wasn't some intervention on the part of some government person. Because you want to send a message. There's nothing to UFOs. We don't want those Russians doing anything about this, and we certainly don't want them to find out what we know. And the kicker is, as far as I've been able to tell, and correct me if I'm wrong, nobody knew about Menzel's insider status until I found that long after he was gone. Why would you keep it so close? In other words, there are two issues of Sky and Telescope magazine, an astronomer's Bible, if you will, popular, devoted to Menzel, dedicated to him. one on the occasion of his death and one on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of his birth. Neither one said anything at all about his highly classified work for the government after the war. People were shocked. I talked to people at Harvard after I made my discovery, and I had to get permission from three different people to look at his papers, including his wife. And there were people at Harvard who couldn't believe, many people in ufology couldn't believe that he could lead a double life.
So there's the assumption, at least implicit here, that when he said UFOs were nonsense and he came out with these simplistic, absurd theories, he wasn't doing it as a lark or he was playing games or just disbelieved. It was because he had a greater purpose there.
I would say so. I can't see any other reason why a man of his stature would say some of the dumb things that he said and make such a strong effort, unless he was part of a system that said, we got to do that. We got to cover this stuff up. That's where Majestic 12 comes into the picture. Nobody knew about it while he was alive, long after he died. And there's so many people. There's a lot of disinformation out there about Majestic 12.
I want to get into that in a moment here because I know this is a highly disputed issue. But Donald Menzel died decades ago, and maybe he had influence in the early days of UFO research. So what I'd like to leave on the table before we split for a piece of business and such is this. What is his lasting influence? What happened after he died that makes him even important anymore? We have Stanton Friedman, Kathleen Marden, with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, segueing again to Dr. Donald H. Menzel, who made all those fascinating paintings. I saw a few at Jim Moseley's home. He didn't ask for a lot of money for it, so, you know, no. That was fascinating. Maybe I should look for one at eBay. But he's long gone, and maybe he had some influence in casting
on a whole generation of astronomers.
Right, so you're saying it's not just that he expressed this disbelief, he influenced astronomers who came after him to take the same approach.
Yes.
Is that still true?
I still think there are people in the field of astronomy and science in general who actually go back to being influenced by Menzel's original approach. After all, he was at Harvard. He was the chairman of the department eventually and a world-class astronomer, member of the National Academy of Sciences and so forth. And he spoke out in a lot of places. Not just an occasional talk hither or there, but as you heard earlier, Time Magazine and stuff like that. That influences the world. They go to the experts, you know, New York Times kind of thing. And I think the fact that there was so much ridicule involved, I mean, Menzel did make fun of many explanations. What I have found on campuses, for example, is that when I ask after my lecture how many people here believe they've seen what I would consider to be a flying saucer, just raise your hand. I just want to point and count. I'm not asking your name, stuff like that. And I'll even say that the CIA wasn't allowed in tonight and stuff like that. Typically, it's 10%. And the hands go up very hesitantly at the beginning and then gradually as they realize they're not the only one. 10% of the audience. And then I ask, how many of you reported what you saw? 90% of the hands go down. And the biggest reason when people come to me to tell me their story why they didn't report it was they think I was some kind of a nut. And I tried a little experiment in a class with the professor before my evening lecture. But I said, let's try something. So we had the students respond to a couple of questions with their eyes closed so they weren't influenced by the other students in the class. And I only asked two questions, but they made, and let the professor count the votes so I wasn't biasing anything. How many of you think most people don't believe in UFOs? 80%, as it turns out. We didn't announce that then. And then I asked, how many of you do believe in UFOs? And when he counted the votes, 80% did believe, but they thought 80% thought other people didn't believe.
They wouldn't express their positive beliefs because they believed most other people would think they were kind of crazy. Is that it?
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it. And I found that in many places. And, you know, that's aside from the national security considerations. You know, asking people, did they report it when they were in the military, and they can't talk about it and stuff like that. I get a lot of good stories that way.
But again, we're tracing this back to people like Menzel. He had that lasting influence on the scientific community that, you know, 50 years after he died, people are still looking into his approach.
Didn't Einstein? The people they saw, I just ran across an article today talking about Einstein.
Well, Einstein is not Donald Menzel. Okay.
No, but Einstein wasn't asked. Hey, that's a good question. I don't know if Einstein was ever asked about flying saucers.
I think that we have to not think of Donald Menzel as one man acting independently, but as one arm of a vast conspiracy, and that that conspiracy had the ambition and the motive to deny the existence of UFOs, to cover it up, to discourage scientists from ever having an interest in the scientific investigation of this, and to perpetrate the myth, even up to today, that this is nonsense, that anyone who has an interest in this topic is a kook, that it cannot be studied scientifically. There is so much, and fact, fiction, and flying saucers has the documented evidence that links these individuals together and shows their conspiracy. It's okay. Very clear when you read the book.
So I guess we have the third leg of this strange chair. Dr. Edward Condon, he was responsible for heading up the group that did the Condon Report, which of course is regarded by many as a whitewash, that this was a whitewash. And therefore, in looking over his papers and discovering things about him, and we'll go into his case history, do you think then that the deck was stacked all along? He went into it. He took on the assignment knowing that was his intent, to just make it look as if there's nothing to it.
It certainly seems that way. And remember, he wasn't just a professor at a university. He was accepted, admired, whatever the word is, became a member of the National Academy of Sciences way back in early days, pretty young for a scientist. And he had been president of the American Physical Society, president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. This was a man with stature. And you'll notice that the Condon Report has an approval among article right at the beginning. They looked at Dr. Condon's work. They didn't check any of his cases, you understand. He didn't do any case checking either, for that matter. And they came up, you know, three cheers for Ed. And that's where the influence comes in. When you look at the SETI community, which is mostly astronomers and scientists, they're influenced by things like that. Science doesn't exist in a vacuum. There's a big fuss, or has been, about string theory. And when science takes one attitude, it discourages a contrary attitude. You don't want to fight the system. Don't tell anybody I'm interested. Kathy, you've heard this from professors, as I know I have.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, don't tell anybody I'm interested, because I might lose tenure, might lose research grants. So the nasty, noisy negativism is pervasive and influential. It isn't just a question of somebody expressing an opinion, oh, well, what effect would he have? Well, these are guys whose effects were far-reaching. And Condon had a checkered history about security. He didn't believe the government should be involved in classifying certain things and so forth. But he did science a great disservice with this study. And one of the points we make in the book is how Condon and Menzel attacked probably the best scientist there was on the subject of UFOs, Dr. James E. McDonald. and attacks on one serve as an example for the others. In other words, this is what's going to happen to you if you speak out pro-UFO. You'll be pillaged the way McDonald was. And he was, by all of those, Klass, Menzel, and Condon.
Let me ask you here, because obviously we can't dwell the entire episode on just these three people. Do you feel that they were working together at all, or just three separate individuals being directed to do their thing?
Well, Kathy found a lot of connections between them, wouldn't you say, Kathy?
I believe they were working together. I went to visit the American Philosophical Society several times in Philadelphia. I read Condon's files there. I read Menzel's correspondence files and Klass's correspondence files. Menzel and Klass had a close relationship. There was a lot of correspondence between them. And in one letter, Menzel complained to Klass that he was tired of doing the same old thing, and he was happy to have Klass's assistance in debunking the proponents of the scientific study of UFOs. They did this together. They worked on a committee. Klass was the nasty guy. He was the one who was writing the proposals, and there was a committee of various men who were involved in this. They were in the Air Force. They were scientists. Condon was in this. Menzel and Condon were even fishing buddies. A lot of people don't know that.
We'll continue to go fishing for UFO conspiracy con men and more. Stan Friedman, Kathleen Martin, and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.